Cape Talk.
Call 021-446-0567.
All right, good. Let us move on. The reason that you don't know why your guest is there is just because you're an idiot and you haven't opened Zoom. Good. Now, it's fair to say that as years go, 2020 was what one might call annus horribilis. My next guest, though, and his two trusty canine companions provided some much-needed light relief. BBC broadcaster and commentator Andrew Cotter and his two beloved Labradors, Olive and Mabel, became internet sensations when Andrew began posting videos of the two pups in lockdown, over which he would add his own hilarious sports commentary. Let's take a listen.
Well, how fitting that it should come down to these two. Olive in her familiar black, five times the champion. Mabel, the rising star, winner last year. You can see how excited they are, but also feel the tension.
Get on with it.
And here it's in the crowd as we near the start of this final. And now they go, Olive away first, but a problem with Mabel's ball. That might cost her now, having to play catch-up. Both settling quickly into rhythm. You can see the contrast in styles. Mabel, heavy tail use, happy to be alive. Everything's amazing. Olive, more steady, wasting little energy. Very much of the old Labrador school. Eating's a serious business. Don't bollocks around wagging your tail. And Mabel seems just a little sluggish here. Perhaps more was taken out of her by the worm medicine she was given last night than we thought. But Olive, focused, relentless, tasting absolutely nothing. Mabel trying, but surely a lost cause. Her title defence coming to an end. Olive taking everything. Nothing left but the bowl to lick now. And Mabel, well, doesn't seem too upset. A bit of class there from the youngster, generous in what will surely be defeat, because Olive has won now. She's taken the title back at 7.5. Mabel looking to offer congratulations again to the dog who was her inspiration growing up. Once more, wonderful to see that spirit in the game. What a final we've had here. Great rivals, but great friends. Oh, and you see the swapping of bowls at the end. Join us again tomorrow, live coverage of a snooze on the sofa, possibly. Bye for now.
If you watch that and you weren't giggling, you are dead inside. The video shot the trio to international stardom with nearly 90 million views. I think I'm responsible for about half of those. A year ago, Andrew released his first book called Olive, Mabel and Me, and his latest book, Dog Days, A Year with Olive and Mabel, was released this week. Andrew, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. I am fantastic. And on behalf of everybody who was thrust into lockdown last year, thank you for your brilliant videos. And thank you to Olive and Mabel.
Yes, well, they accept your thanks very heartily. Yes, I'm just giving them biscuits on your behalf. That first video, it all seems a long, long time ago now. But I suppose, as you said, the videos, because I kept on making the videos, and the second one, you know, which had them wrestling over a bone, went even bigger, you know, and then you take it into doing little human sketches with them, putting them in a Zoom meeting, which was well received as well, and ended up playing poker with them or building flat pack furniture, doing all the things through lockdown that we were doing to sort of keep ourselves sane, but just put the dogs in that situation instead. So, it's been very strange. We're in the middle of a sort of sellout theatre tour at the moment. Sure. throughout the UK.
When you say we, I mean, they seem terrible. Despite what your videos may depict, and the fact that you at one point called, I think, don't know, it was Olive or Mabel, a very bad dog, to the fury of animal lovers.
Well, I didn't. That's the thing. I always take care to point out that if you watch that, because that's in the Game of Bones video, which ends with Mabel stealing the bone from Olive, and Olive looks to the camera very sadly, and then it goes black. The video goes black as I say bad dog, because that wasn't, I never said that to her. That was added afterwards.
That was, okay.
Exactly.
That up. I'm so glad that you've cleared that up.
No, I know. Well, you're right, because I've had about 120,000 messages over the period of the videos on Twitter. And maybe three or four of them, of those 120,000, have been negative. And there were two of them saying you should never call your dog a bad dog.
Oh,
I mean, the issue I'd take that is that sometimes I actually do call Olive a bad dog, because she is just, if she's just, I don't know, stolen something from a child or something like that. So, yes, but I know you're right. I don't tell her she's a bad dog that often. And I didn't in that video either.
I'm so glad you've cleared that up. That's the caveat right there. Listen, you say that you're in the middle of this sellout tour. All three of you are doing a sellout tour, are you?
Yes. Well, no, it's just Mabel. Olive and I aren't involved. So it's just Mabel goes on stage and sings her favorite songs from musicals. I mean, it's a terrible show. So,
Thank God it's not. Don't bring it over here. We don't want it.
No, I go on. We just chat. I'm chatting with a host, whoever it might be. It's, presenter. It's Claire Balding. We're doing Richmond on Monday, and she would introduce us, and we go on, or I go on initially, and then they trot on afterwards to a much bigger round of applause than I get, which is fair enough. And then they just wander around, and we watch the video, because you know there are about 23 of the videos now, and so we watch a few of them and talk about the making of them, talk about the time, and talk about, you know, these dogs and owning dogs and loving dogs. But we're just having a laugh. It's a total escape from all the nonsense that's going on in the world just now, all the serious nonsense with some very silly dog nonsense. So I think that's what people enjoy about it.
The newest book is Dog Days a Year with Olive and Mabel, which follows hot on the paws of Olive, Mabel and Me, which was very well received.
I'm being typecast now, haven't I?
Yeah, very much so.
I seem to have fallen into the dog
genre. What's the next one going to be? Mabel, Olive,
it's going
and Andrew.
To be called, it's going to be called My Cat and Other Animals. No, I don't have a cat. It's, but this one actually, even despite the title and despite the fact that they're on the cover, it is still very, very doggy, Olive and Mabel-y. And they, because I'm, you know, going through life with them, but it's more about life itself. It's about us going through all the things that we were doing from, it's a year, it's from October to October, October 2020 to October 2021. But it's the world starting to open back up again, but it's all the things we were doing through lockdown, all the strange things we were doing to keep ourselves going. It's living in the virtual world and then coming back out into the real world. So it's just going through life. So I hope that, it's a sort of bridge between writing entirely about dogs to writing about other things. But I enjoyed writing it. It's, when you're going, people might not want to remember that year at all, the year that's just passed. But actually, if you can have some sort of laugh at it and find some sort of entertainment in the strange things we were doing and continue to do, then, perhaps there is some, entertainment to be found. And also because my former job started up again, you know, with sports broadcasting. So it's about doing Wimbledon or the Olympics or things like that as well. But all the way through it, it's very much written with the backdrop, not even the backdrop, with the constant attendance of Olive and Mabel as well.
I mean, I introduced you as BBC commentator Andrew Cotter. I mean, that's not, nobody cares that you're a BBC commentator at all.
Cares,
I mean,
no.
Absolutely
no.
Irrelevant, because essentially you are just the human that allows Olive and Mabel to
well,
be...
Well, we were doing, yeah.
Wasted.
We were doing some filming at Wimbledon a couple of weeks before the actual championships began. And I was down there just wandering around, me and Tim Henman, doing some filming. And Andy Murray was there. And Andy Murray was on his way to one of the practice courts. And he was chatting away to Tim. And then he just turned to me and said, "How are the dogs?" And that's it. I'm the dog guy now. I am just seen as a dog accomplice, which I quite like, to be honest. You reach no level of celebrity for covering the Masters or the Olympics or Wimbledon or the Six Nations or whatever it might be. And then, you know, you send out some videos about dogs. As I say, Olive doing online dating or dogs doing Halloween or something like that. And suddenly you are recognized, or rather they're recognized. And so people say, well, if this is Olive and Mabel, then you must be the guy
who
does
that bloke.
Alistair Carter, whatever your name is.
It's funny you say that, and it's not, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I was doing a throw forward to my show. I should just say I'm a huge fan. I know your name is Andrew Cotter, and I think this is more to do with,
you're reading that by any chance.
And in the week, and I had to send my technical producer a throw forward, and it took about 5 takes to do because my 2-year-old was screaming in the background. And then I finally sent it, and I went, "It's not Potter though, is it? It's Cotter." And I think that illustrates the point, doesn't it, rather nicely, that we're trying to make.
Illustrates it absolutely perfectly. But I quite like being the anonymous figure, and that's why you never see me in any of the video. Well, no, I made a mockumentary, a behind the scenes mockumentary, where I'm sitting as one of the talking heads. And of course, in the Zoom meeting one, I have to be there as well. But apart from that, you never see me in them, because it's all about the dogs and it's all about their faces and their reactions to cameras. All you hear is my voice. So it's not, I don't really like appearing on screen.
Can
so it's, I quite
I
like the anonymity
say,
of it.
It's in that, on that point, Andrew, I am going to say for all straight women and gay men in the world that I think perhaps we might like to see more of you.
No, nobody wants that at all.
Well, I don't know. Among my social circle, there are a few people who would like to see more of Andrew Potter on...
Andrew Carter.
All of that, whoever he might be. We'd like to see more of you. Might that happen?
No.
Like if... No.
No, I don't. I no, because I'm one of those people who's got a low opinion of. I quite like I quite like it just being a disembodied voice. So appearing, because then you can make up your own mind about what somebody looks like. It's yeah. So no, I've always been even though I'm a television commentator, you know, you don't see the faces of commentators.
True.
You just hear this voice talking over the sport. And before that, I was in radio. So it's a very powerful thing to just hear a voice and just imagine what I can create in my head. What that person looks
it's
like.
It's true. I agree to an extent, Andrew, in that then, unfortunately, what happens is you then go to places and somebody sort of says, oh, that's Sarah Jane King over there. And they go, really? Didn't imagine that. And just a look of often disappointment, quite often distress, of just, no, that's not who, we, no, do not want, that's
oh,
not who we
on,
wanted
no.
at all.
But it does happen when I'm at, you know, when people do meet me, they go, I imagine you differently. And they don't say whether that's a good or a bad thing. I just imagine you differently. In my head, it was better.
There's the title for the third book. In my head, it was better.
Oh, that is a good title for a book.
It's Excellent. Not bad, is
All
it?
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, okay, I'm going to use that. I'm going to write a book around it.
Of the last year and however long it's been in this crazy odd world and this crazy old time and your 90 million views, what has been the highlight? What's been the, apart from this interview, what's been the highlight for you?
Yeah, the second best.
Yeah, second best.
Oh, God, there have been so many. I mean, the strangest things were, you know, being booked to appear at the London Palladium, which is, you know, the most famous theatre in the UK, just about. I suppose the best part of it has genuinely been because I am, despite this avuncular nature coming across here, I'm quite a sort of cynical person. And so to see... And you know, you look at the world around at the moment and it's very easy to fall into the trap of thinking that all mankind, all humankind is awful and we're doomed. But then you see all the messages, and I talked about 120,000 messages coming back on Twitter, and that's no exaggeration. That
Sure.
is the number and the emails that have come back. And so you read, even if you don't read every single one of them, you read, you know, a lot of them. And, you know, 99.999% of them have been very positive reaction to just something which is nice. It's to something funny and something silly, and this is scary, and it's dogs, and every message coming back, and so many messages have said, you know, I just needed that laugh right now, I'm having a terrible time, or somebody's ill and I showed them this video and they were enjoying it, or and it sounds it sounds here as if I'm virtue signaling, but I'm not. I'm just trying to say that when you've seen all these messages coming back, it gives you some sort of hope for us all that there are nice and good people out there. And it's just sometimes, quite often, in fact, they're drowned out by the noisy, annoying people. But I've seen a huge side of the good part of people through this. So that's been the high point, if you can call it that.
The book is called Dog Days, A Year with Olive and Mabel. It's written by some bloke called Andrew Potter. Get yourselves a copy of it. Andrew, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Stop saying Potter. All right.